It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. Former White House chief strategist and head of Breitbart News, Steve Bannon, spoke to New Hampshire Republicans last night at an event in Manchester. As NHBR's Jason Moon reports, Bannon pitched a message of party unity.
As people arrived at the Executive Court Banquet Facility in Manchester to hear Steve Bannon speak, many of them were greeted from across the street. Dozens of people, like Hassan Essa, who recently ran for alderman in Manchester, stood in line with glowing signs that read, "No hate in Granite State." Essa said he just couldn't understand why someone would pay as much as $750 to hear Steve Bannon speak.
You really want to ask why? Like, how can you hate so many people?
But across the street, inside the venue, Republican State Rep. John Valera said the only hate he sees is coming from the protesters.
And I asked him about their signs, and I said, why do you people always have these hate signs? Well, because, you know, you guys are white supremacists. And I said, I don't think so. I'm a libertarian. You know, you guys got to get real.
Valera was one of many Republican elected officials, past and present, to attend the event. Former New Hampshire Governor John H. Sununu was there, as was former House Speaker Bill O'Brien, and current Education Commissioner Frank Edelblue. Corey Lewandowski, a former Trump campaign manager and New Hampshire resident, was among the speakers. He began by reminding the crowd of some of the history of this venue in Manchester, a popular spot on the state political circuit.
You know, this room is very, very special to me. First time I ever met a person who I'm pleased to call my friend and the President of the United States was right here in this very room.
The nostalgia continued with Bannon, who told the crowd he was wearing the same jacket he wore when he first interviewed Donald Trump in 2014. Then Bannon relived Trump's upset election minute by minute.
At 10:36, AP called Ohio for Donald J. Trump. At 10:50, AP called Florida for Donald Trump. At 11:11, AP called North Carolina for Donald J. Trump.
In the midst of that victory lap, Bannon also took time to again level charges of voter fraud in New Hampshire, a state won by Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election.
I believe strongly, and I'm prepared to put money where my mouth is, that we won the state of New Hampshire.
Election officials here have repeatedly said that there's no reason to doubt the legitimacy of the vote count. Bannon also had a lot to say about current headlines. He dismissed the controversy over Roy Moore, the Republican candidate for Senate in Alabama, who's facing accusations, reported in the Washington Post, of sexual misconduct with underage girls in the 1970s and 80s. Bannon blames the story on a biased media and compared the report to the Access Hollywood tape of the 2016 campaign. But perhaps the message Bannon most wanted to leave the room with was one of party unity. He said the coalition that elected Trump is fraying. He spoke frankly of the divisions within the party that he says need to be overcome.
Everybody in this room doesn't agree, right? There's a lot of folks in this room that thinks free trade's fine. I think it's a radical idea, and I'm a protectionist. We're going to have to work that out as partners. I'm not going to get everything I want. You're not going to get everything you want.
Bannon warned that if the party doesn't coalesce, midterm elections in 2018, quote, wouldn't be pretty. It may have been the only thing he said that protesters across the street could wholeheartedly agree with. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.